At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, here in Spain, Chris McCann joins us this week, and with the EU's new entry-exit system, the EES border control, starting in a couple of weeks, I'm hoping Chris can summarise what this means for British expatriates, holiday homeowners, and regular visitors to Spain. How are you doing, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Howard. I've just been away for a couple of weeks' holiday, and I'm back fully refreshed.
Okay. Well, this isn't really a financial subject, but Evan Sanks does help UK nationals moving to Spain. He'll also address concerns British holiday homeowners might have if they wish to become resident, but are worried about Spanish taxation. So, Chris, can you briefly summarise what the EES is and why it's being implemented?
As Howard, as you mentioned, EES stands for Entry Exit System. And it is an automated system for registering non-EU nationals crossing into all Schengen zone countries. Just as a reminder to listeners, the Schengen zone countries include all EU member states except Cyprus and Ireland, although Cyprus is in the process of applying to join Schengen zone. It also includes Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland. If it applies to you, the first time you pass through a border crossing, you'll need to provide your personal data, and the passport control officer will also scan a fingerprint and take a photo of your face. Now, from this point forward, the system will collect and store the date and place of each entry and exit and whether you were refused entry. Records will be kept for 3 years, and if no exit has been recorded, for 5 years from the date of your authorised stay has expired. As regards why it's being implemented, the primary objective is to improve the security of the Schengen area, in inverted commas. It will also make border checks more efficient, as it will gradually eliminate the need for passports to be stamped. But most importantly, I think, it will help the European Union to prevent irregular migration. Now, by tracking everybody who enters and leaves the Schengen area with dates and biometric information, the authorities will effectively be able to easily establish who is overstaying the permitted 90-day limit, misusing visa-free travel, or using fake identities.
So our listeners are clear. What is the 90-day rule, and where does it cover?
It's a fairly simple rule. Non-EU nationals who do not have a legal residence permit or visa are limited to spending up to 90 days within any 180-day period within the Schengen area. Anyone exceeding the 90 days will be considered an overstayer. The consequences will depend on the specific country's legislation, but can include deportation, fines and detention, and also being prevented from re-entering in the future.
Who's affected by the EES and who isn't?
It applies to all non-EU nationals visiting the Schengen area for a short stay, classified, as I've mentioned, for 90 days within any 180-day period. Longer stays are not permitted unless you've obtained the necessary permit or visa. It does not apply to nationals of the countries implementing it. It also does not apply to nationals of Cyprus, Ireland, Andorra, Monaco and San Marino. It also does not apply if you hold a legal residence permit or long stay visa issued by an EU country. Various other exemptions include heads of state, cross-border workers, and flight transit passengers.
And then we'll have the ETIAS starting a year or so later.
Yes, we will. Otherwise known as ETIAS. And ETIAS stands for European Travel Information and Authorization System. And it will be an entry requirement for most non-EU nationals from visa-exempt countries, including the UK. It's expected to start in the last quarter of 2026, when affected travellers will need to obtain a permit in advance of travelling. Applications will need to be completed online, and it will cost, currently touted as being around €20 each. The permit is valid for 3 years or until your passport expires, whichever comes first.
Now, Chris, those who own holiday homes here need to be extra careful about watching how much time they spend here. I know some of them would like to apply for residence to be able to live in Spain for most of the year, but they're worried about high Spanish taxes. Can you put their mind at rest?
Well, look, for if listeners have a holiday home in Spain or are frequent visitors to Spain, the introduction of the EES means that they are going to need to be particularly vigilant in relation to monitoring their time spent in the Schengen zone. As I've already said, overstaying the 90-day limit can lead to serious consequences. Now, if any listeners are considering relocating to Spain and becoming resident, but are unsure about the tax implications, they simply need to contact us to discuss. I'm aware that Spain is perceived as a high tax country. However, what is not normally appreciated is that Spain offers legitimate tax planning opportunities, and many of our clients have improved their tax position by simply moving to Spain.
And I suppose the website is the first port of call.
Yeah, if listeners would like further information, I suggest they visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. They will be able to get the contact details of all of our local partners. And if they so wish, they will be able to complete a contact form, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch with the most appropriate next step.
Brilliant, thanks. And our next step next week, we'll be looking if Spain really is more expensive than the UK when it comes to tax.
It will, Howard. I look forward to it.